Welcome to Quickies.
You're listening to In.com's Quickies and this is Karan here. Welcome. And without further ado, let's delve right into Gossip Town. Karan Johar, being the man in charge of Dharma Productions, gets to post everything first and in the way he wants it. And he just shared a quirky announcement teaser video with an animated design and a sort of puzzle format, first asking what adding one woman plus another woman makes, then further moving on to what the addition of two men make and so on. And in a similar sequence, the video concludes with a question asking what a man plus two women adds up to. And if you watched his movie Dostana that came out in 2008 and got some pretty good reviews, you'll know that the movie revolved around two men plus one woman. Namely, John Abraham and Abhishek Bachchan plus Priyanka Chopra. John and Abhishek basically pretended to be a gay couple in the movie so they could share an apartment with their crush. So the question arises whether this teaser is really about Dostana 2, and if so, is the sequence of the movie going to be the opposite of the first and going to revolve around two women and a guy with the possibility of a lesbian love story? The announcement comes out tomorrow, so we're going to just have to wait and see. The latest talk in Bollywood town and the question on a lot of people's minds is, are Sara Ali Khan and Kartik Aaryan dating? Is there going to be a possible Sartik? You know, Sara plus Kartik? Well, based on their past verbal track record and current pattern of pictures together, it certainly seems so. In the past, both the actors have mentioned their fondness for each other on Coffee with Karan 6, and Sara even confessed that she wanted to go on a date with the hunky actor. The two are currently shooting for Love Aajkal 2 and have been churning out quite a few photos together from the sets. And the pictures certainly give off the cozy vibe that they are together. The latest one is of the two together in Shimla, which is the latest shoot location for the Imtiaz Ali directed sequel to Saif Ali Khan and Deepika Padukone's original Love Aajkal. Sara can be seen looking super buttony cute with a red dupatta wrapped around her head, while Kartik has a hunky-dory, stubbly look with the classic Clint Eastwood gazing into the distance squint. Safe to say they both look the part and look perfect for each other. Let's hope the rumors are true and they are actually the couple everyone is hoping them to be. It looks like Tom Holland, the actor who plays the role of Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, isn't just about being a hero on screen, but has the minerals of a real-life hero as well. He was in New York on Monday for the promotion of his upcoming film, Spider-Man Far From Home, when he was mobbed by fans who wanted him to sign their posters. And in this aggressive, almost mosh pit-like scenario, one of his fans, a girl named Cass, fell down and was pushed against the barricade. And absolutely none of the fans paid any attention to this or tried to help her in any way by backing up and giving her space. And that's when Tom Holland came swooping into her rescue. A video shared by the fan Cass shows him asking fans to back off while assuring her that he'd help her up. He even threatened to throw their pens and posters on the floor if they did not stop pushing her. And when the pushing didn't stop, even post his threat, he grabbed their things and threw it on the ground to let them know he wasn't kidding. It reached a point where the girl claimed she was close to getting a panic attack, but in a super sweet, calm and reassuring manner, Tom said, "It's okay, I got you, and then came over and calmed her down. What an absolute sweetheart. This is the compassionate example that people in the world should be setting for each other. Go Tom Holland! Here's an update for you from the world of Ranveer Singh and his endearing overenthusiasm. It turns out the actor got himself into a spot of legal trouble over a supposedly harmless tweet that used Brock Lesnar's catchphrase, "Eat, sleep, conquer, repeat." After the India vs. Pakistan match, which was attended by Ranveer, he tweeted a picture with Hardik Pandya with the caption, "Eat, sleep, dominate, repeat." And while tweets like this possibly go unnoticed by the eyes of the legal world, seeing as they are in jest and aren't of a commercial nature, Paul Heyman, who happens to be the advocate of WWE champion Brock Lesnar, caught sight of it and started sending fireworks in Ranveer's direction, threatening legal action. In an exclusive interview to Bombay Times, Heyman said, "If he makes a statement that someone will receive a legal notice, then they will." And he prefers not to talk about the legal strategy as it is ongoing. He also rubbished the news that it was a publicity stunt and said he's just being protective of a marketing phrase that Brock and he spent years perfecting. Gosh, eat, sleep, conquer, repeat took them years to perfect? They must have been experiencing quite the episode of writer's block. As for Ranveer Singh, he's yet to react to the issue. I wonder what's going on in his head right now. He's probably as flabbergasted as we are about this whole ordeal. Salman Khan, after realizing that social media accounts aren't just for promoting one's work, has upped his social media game and started putting up posts of a more personal peek into his life nature as well. From bare-bodied pictures, workout routines, sneak peeks of his backflips, to more bizarre posts of him racing a horse, his social media account is alive and buzzing. In a more recent post, he shared a video close to home that sees his father Salim Khan singing a Mohammad Rafi classical song. The video sees Daddy Dearest singing in the middle, while Salman and singer Kamal Khan sit on either side and provide backup vocals to Salim's soulful voice. I guess this answers our question of where the Bhai of Bollywood picked up his passion for singing from. As for the caption for the video, it was all praise for Daddy Dearest and said, "The Sultan, Tiger, Bharat of our family singing."
The Quickies on In.com.